Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. We got episode two still coming in hot. We're only down one housewife for this episode. Bren, did you feel like it was noticeable?
I actually kind of liked it. I feel like
Yeah.
sometimes Bryn tries to, steal the scene a bit. So, it was fun. I actually really enjoyed this episode. It seems like they all, I know shit will probably go down, but it all seems kind of natural. Like, it seems fun so far. Not that we don't love a good drama or, petty stuff, but I enjoy it. I like them all together. It's a good balance that we have on this cast.
Yeah, I feel like Bryn, I mean, just from the preview for next episode, it was all Bryn starting, like Bryn, 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 Bryn. I find her entertaining, but I also see how all these other women can really carry their own. Like, she's a type for a housewife, I feel like there's got to be someone like her. But also, I've never seen a housewife like her at the same time. But it seems like all of these other women are really entertaining as well. I don't know. I just feel like she kind of overshadowed a lot last episode, like first
Yeah,
episode.
I mean, last episode that we rehashed, you asked what I thought about Uva, and I felt like, boom, her personality came out so much this episode, which I can't wait to see more of this of her, or even when she, takes the sunglasses off of Aaron's face. But
Oh my God.
we didn't get to see, I felt like we didn't get to see this personality or the side of her. So I love that she could kind of, not have to worry about someone overshadowing her.
Yeah. And she doesn't even drink.
No.
I'm like, oh my God. So she doesn't drink and neither does Jenna. Which I can see that. But like Uba, I'm like, wow. She's just like that. So it's funny. Okay, so this episode, they're going to the Hamptons. Aaron has a gorgeous house. And she plans to treat these bougie bitches with caviar. And okay, what did you think? How did you think they would react from hearing that there's caviar? Which let's set the scene because Aaron said that it's 4 o'clock. They have dinner reservations at 7. So she was expecting that they probably ate lunch, before, wouldn't be needing to provide them with more food. But she has the caviar set up. Very bougie. How would you like would you think that they were how did you think they were going to react initially?
If they didn't have dinner plans, I would have supported like the being like, shit, we need more food, 'cause I've gone to parties where it's supposed to be a dinner night and it's one frozen pizza for eight girls and we're drinking and that is just not enough and you're just fucking starving. But the fact that this is the pre-dinner snack, that's more than enough. You don't need a full-out meal if you're, 3 hours later getting dinner.
I agree. I was shocked that they were so. I mean, look, the one thing I will give them, I guess it would be mostly Sai or and Uba. I could see that someone, one of the few, is not really big on caviar. You should probably have another option as well, like two options here, it's a little something else, not just caviar. Like I would feel so awful if I had a guest come and they left to go somewhere else to get food because I didn't have, like, you don't have anything else that she can eat. Like, oh, we, I'm sorry, Uba, don't worry. We'll whip you up something else. Like, are you cool with this or
Or
that? Like, I
there's
don't know.
no other anything at your house? Like, 'cause what else are you guys gonna eat this weekend?
Yeah, like you didn't prep for and I mean it kind of is, I mean she prepped for her breakfast that she wants to make in the morning. But
I
yeah.
will say, Erin, this episode, I saw her a little differently. I was expecting her to, shit talk so much in the confessionals about the way, the girls were acting, bringing their own toilet paper, but she's just kind of almost laughing with it, which she's being a much better sport about it than I expected her to be.
Yeah, and what I like about that though is she's also doing it to their face. Like she's like
Yes.
la like you know it's like she's talking about it in the confessional the same way, but she is talk like she's
Yeah, she's
saying
not.
it.
Yeah, she's not shit talking. Like, she's like, oh my God, they brought their own toilet paper. And then
Like
she'll say it
I
to
would
him
never
because
do that or whatever, but she's
can.
also like yeah to their they're not going to be surprised by her confessionals.
Like,
They're going to
she's
be like yeah
laughing
that's
about it.
yeah. Yeah, she
Well,
doesn't take it too hard. Like she seems like
because.
pretty not like she's easy to move on.
Can you
Seems like.
imagine Jen Shah? This would be
Oh my
like,
God.
or someone else, that would have been a direct dig at their grandma
Yes.
and their mom and all this
The
shit, where
disrespect. Yeah.
Aaron's like making like a joke about it and they're all kind of laughing as a group about it, which I was not expecting that, but I love it. It makes me see her a little differently.
Like she can, and that's how I felt really after the argument with her and Bryn after the first episode. I was like, oh, and they're already moving on, you know, after Bryn lied on you and whatever. I was like, okay, I like that. Like I want, that's what I want.
Which this makes me think that Bryn definitely,
Stirred it.
yeah, made it more of what it actually happened. Because there were
Yeah.
similar stuff that were happening that was the cheese, that's weird thing that
That's weird.
Aaron was, we saw Aaron laugh about. So
Yeah.
that's why I think she definitely, Bryn, exaggerated
Yeah, for
that whole
sure.
situation.
Okay, so Sai brings toilet paper. Uba wants to go to Provisions, which is like a, I looked it up. It's like a Whole Foods store that has like a deli attached to it.
Okay.
So pretty, sounds pretty nice. But again, like she said, it was 7 minutes away. It's like there was nothing in the house. Like really? There was nothing in the house. I'm just shocked by that.
Not even a box of crackers, something.
Yeah, I'm just like shocked. And Jessel opens up about her not having sex with her husband in like almost 2 years. I want to talk about this because I'm like, I have some feelings on it. Not that like I am with all the girls' reactions about like being like, whoa, like shocked, but I really didn't like the way it was. I don't know, like teased a little. I don't even know if it was teased. It was just, maybe it's just brought up so much in different, I don't know, maybe it felt like a little insensitive. But at the same time, I was also like, damn, that is a long time. And Jessel saying in her confessional that, like, my marriage is great. My husband can perform, like I'm not worried about that. I'm like, you don't even act like you like your husband. So I don't believe that. So hearing that you all also haven't been intimate in 2 years, but you've been giving him blowjobs, I mean, I also find that hard to believe too. But go off. I mean, her husband's like, wait, what? Where? When am I getting the blowjobs? I don't know. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, though.
Yeah, I mean, the reoccurring bringing it up, I thought was a little bit like, okay, this girl doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's, I get it's part of a TV show, but sometimes you got to be able to read the room a little bit and be like, all right, maybe this is a one-on-one conversation instead of,
Yeah.
in a group that can be definitely intimidating. But like you said, we even talked about it last week, how the we hate that, oh, I hate my boyfriend or my husband sucks. Like, we hate that type of comedy, quote unquote, or banter, but there's definitely some truth behind it. Like, there's a deeper story between why she, hasn't had sex with him in over 2 years, and publicly talking about how she doesn't say any ni anything nice about him and yada yada yada. So I'm curious to see if more of that and their relationship comes to light this season.
Yeah, because I know we get stuff about their marriage, but I don't know if we just get that they're not having sex. I don't remember. And I don't really want to go back and watch the,
Sam.
but maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I make time for that. Because if it is, like, he probably has been sleeping with other people, or maybe he did, maybe had an affair, and that's what caused her to not want to have sex with him. Like, maybe they're just keeping that under wraps. But her just admitting that they haven't been intimate is almost like a cry for help, if that is the case. You know, it's like you're highlighting that your relationship is, because it's not like you both are like, oh no, we just don't really like to have sex. That's not what I'm hearing. It sounds like y'all are just not having sex. So, but I felt bad about her, you know, saying that she is self-conscious from like her C-section. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, something, there's something missing. Like, there's more there. So we'll see. Okay. Let's talk about the caviar a little more, because I want to talk about Sai being about the Pringles. Do you know what a Bellini is? So Jake said, because Jake was watching it with me when it was, we're watching it live, and he was like, I mean, at first I didn't understand when she was like, I mean, I got what she was saying when she saw the Pringles, and she's like, "Are you a high-low chick? You know, like, are you, basically, like, you gonna grab the Pringles but also serve it with caviar? Like, just kinds of, you know, kind of off. Like, where's the Bellini?" Which I guess that's what they're usually served with. Like, they usually have those, and they're like little. Jake said they're like little pancake things, like little, let me actually look it up and see what it looks like. And I was like, oh, he said, yeah. So it is kind of weird that they don't have that. Like, that's what they're known for. Like, not known for, but they're
But
always.
it seemed like, I've never had caviar before, mind you, that this service that she was getting was, looks like it was more unique, spreads
Yeah.
of caviar. Honestly, probably, maybe it's just because I'm Midwestern and trashy, but I would go for the Pringle one first. Ace, like, that would be the one that I, for sure, I saw that platter, I would have been drawn to that
I
Pringle
would probably
one.
eat them all. Like, I've never had caviar, but which also Aaron's saying, who hasn't had caviar? Such a, oof, yeah, you'll be hearing about that, I'm sure. I've never had caviar. It always looks so good on these shows when they have it like this. I'm like, I'm such a chip dip kind of eater, and I love an appetizer. I love a little snack. Like, it looks so good. But yeah, the Bellini, I might be pronouncing that wrong. It is like a little pancake little thing. And it looks really good. But I get what Sai was saying. Like, they're some bougie bitches, you know? Did you watch What Happens Live?
I did, and I kind of remember
The caviar people were serving the
Okay,
turkey. It
that's what I
was
thought.
the, yeah. And they asked what types of caviar did you have up there or whatever. And she basically said that it was just like one type. It's just one type, but they had, but we have like cucumbers and crackers and Pringles. It's like, so like I thought that it was really original, like you said during the episode, but then when I saw them on Watch Happens Live, I'm like, so there's not really that much unique. It's just a cute name and it's just a regular. But it's like here in the States, which I'm assuming caviar is usually not from here. I don't know. So it's local. So it's good. But I don't know. It looks good. And I'm all about a Pringle, but I'm also, I would just eat it with anything. Okay. I also want to talk about Jenna's mom. I didn't realize that. Like, this is wild that she's filming 4 out, not 4 hours, 4 weeks after she passed away. And it's really sad that they weren't close. It was, I really like Jenna, and she's getting a lot of good attention, it seems like, on social media. I don't want to put all my, there's some parts of her that I'm like, about, but like, I like her overall as a
Same.
housewife. But I also think I think she knows what she's doing too. Like, I think
Oh,
she is
yeah. I
aware
mean,
of how her appear, like how she's coming off, you know, like I think she, not talking about how she was about her mom, but I'm talking about just overall as a housewife.
you don't make it that high up in like a company like J.Crew if you aren't, calculated and know what you're doing. So, but agreed. I do really like her. Sad to hear about her like mom and how their relationship was, because it clearly, has affected her a lot. So, yeah, I'm excited to see if like I'm gonna be a stan of her the whole season, or if I'm
Yeah.
gonna, she's not gonna be overtaking Lisa Barlow. I'll put that out there. But I do really like her. I like her confidence, and she's pretty open and honest too.
Can we at the end start doing our favorite and least favorite of the episodes again? I gotta start
I'm
thinking
down.
about mine because I don't know it for sure right now. So, okay. And for those listening that don't know, we used to always do this for Siesta Key. And so maybe some of our other podcasts early on, but we fell off. So we'll get back on that because this is a good show to do that for. Okay. Jenna, though, also with Jessel and the labels had me rolling because I agree with her, but I was laughing when she was like, you work in fashion. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, Jessel, you work in fashion. She's like, what are you doing? Ah, I love it. Like, that's the shade that we love, you know? And I like also that we're getting the sleepover weekend episode two. Like, it's like, okay, let's bring all the girls together. You know, it's perfect for us. It's so funny how Jenna's all nervous. She's like, I'm nervous to be here. And Aaron's like, really? And I'm like, thank you so much, Aaron, for hosting this, you
Well,
know?
and I love we got like a at a restaurant dinner scene. I love those. And we're finally seeing what the Hamptons are like in the fall, which is
I
great.
know. I was thinking about that too. I mean, like I've seen, because they go to the Ham, they went to the Hamptons in New York, and the original Roni. I'm pretty sure it was filled all year round, the original one. But it's really different seeing like this age crowd, even though, because most of them are in like their 30s, except for Jenna. She's
A little older.
55. You know, I was looking at their ages, and Brynn is like 36. I know. I thought she was younger. Oh, I don't know what you
Same.
thought. Yeah.
No, I thought she was younger.
She is the youngest on the cast. Sai was 42. And I was like, really? Which I did think that she was the second oldest, but I don't know. I think Jessel's like 40 or 39 or something. Yeah, they're all like in their 30s, though, besides Jenna. And Uba's 39. So I was like, really? I'm like, okay, this is great. I love this. Like, I love seeing these beautiful women older and just, yeah, that gives me hope. Except for I'm not going to probably spend money on whatever stuff they use
Yeah,
to.
same.
Okay, I also want to talk about the dreamy coffee. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was though.
So I looked it up and it's a Hamptons coffee. They like have cold brews, they have regular coffee grounds. So I think I might have to get some. Try it
Yeah, damn,
out.
that sounds good.
It looks like you can have it ordered.
Well, I love that, Jenna's like, well, and then I want, Erin says all the stuff she's gonna do. And then she's like, well, and then I want dreamy coffee. And then she's like, okay, Jenna gets her dreamy coffee. And then everyone's like, well, I want it too. And I just love that Erin's like, okay, we won't do any of the stuff that I planned. We'll do what you guys want to do.
And that's
And she
what's so
didn't pout
great.
about it. She was like, fine, we won't drink, the peasant coffee. We'll get the good stuff.
It's so great because a lot of housewives would like, no, this is my event. I'm hosting. We're gonna do what I'm gonna do. And she's being a good sport about it, being a good host. But I feel like as soon as they get back, it's like she's gonna like,
Hold
and
it
we'll
against
see
them.
how the rest of it goes. But yeah, depending on how the rest of it goes, she'll probably, or she's gonna lash out. Like she's just building it up, like we're giving her props right now, and then she's gonna lash out on the next episode. But it was so funny how, because she's having her trainer come over and she's like, I'm gonna make this big breakfast and we're gonna, and Jenna's like, wait, are we working out and then having breakfast, or are we having breakfast and working out? She's like, I'm gonna make a big breakfast and we're gonna wait. Are we? So we're working out after we have breakfast because I'm gonna be sick if we do that. It's like, okay, well, we'll just have coffee and we'll dreamy coffee. Okay, Jenna will have her dreamy coffee, but everyone else will have. I'm Jen's coffee is so funny. It's like a bunch of kids, but they're just these spoiled housewives. I
I
mean,
love it.
Sai brought eight luggages, like goodness, like these women are no joke.
No.
Okay, let's talk about the lingerie. What were your thoughts on the lingerie that Jenna brought? Did she bring them specifically for each woman, or did she just bring a bunch of lingerie and give hand them out
I
accordingly?
thought, from what I gathered, that she picked them specifically for each.
Okay.
And I think that's why Jessel got so upset because it wasn't like, oh, that was the one that was left over. That was the one that was like hand picked for her. I don't know, like I personally would be like weirded out if my friend bought me lingerie, but that's also maybe just me. I mean, I'm sure that was it was thoughtful and expensive, but I'd be weirded out a little bit.
I just find it so funny that everyone's like, oh my God, Jessel, that looks, no, Jessel, that's, you look good. Like that's hot. That's sexy. When you know damn well, if any of them had that on, they would be like acting just like Jessel or worse. Like, do I think Jessel looked bad in it? No. Do I think it was her size? No. Do I think it was like the worst one of the bunch? Absolutely. It had nothing to do with Jessel. Sorry, Jenna, but you fucked up on the sizing. At least, like, I think maybe if it was at least the right size, it would be, at least you couldn't say anything. But even Uba's was big for her. But I mean, she started off fussy about it, and then she quickly changed her tune when she realized, okay, mine's not as bad as Jessel's. Because it wasn't as bad as Jessel's. But like, I just find it hilarious that they're all like, Jenna looks like she's about to fucking cry. And everyone else is like, oh my God, Jessel, come on. when they're all actually have sexy ones on. Like,
Yeah.
it's easy to say when you got an actual one that you like, it
Well,
looks good, it's sexy, you can actually use it.
Miss Influencer Psy would never wear that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, Brent, you think Brent would wear that one? You should have given her Brent, whatever one you were going to give Brent.
Right.
Like, oh.
Side note, I just looked up the Dreamy Coffee and like everything's sold out.
Oh, of course it is.
Because like on the like home page, there's a picture of Jenna asking, is there Dreamy Coffee? So it'll
Is
be sold
she?
out
I
for a
wonder
bit.
if it's like her coffee. I wonder if it has something to do
I
if that's
don't
like
know.
she's like a founder.
It says, whoa, what a wild few days. So I wonder if because since it aired.
Yeah, that's funny. That's hilarious. Good job, Jenna. You're an
Yeah.
influencer now.
Oh, they were a very small team, so it's going to take some time to pro jeez, shit.
Well, we'll wait.
She just blew them up, which I
That's
love it, so.
sweet. I love that. But yeah, no, I was not a fan of I on the other hand would love if my friends surprised me with some lingerie. Would I do I wear lingerie? Like, no, but I would be like, oh, it's fun. Let's I'd be down. But I also could see how that could be weird, but I would have fun with that. And I would find it very like, oh, like my friend. Yeah. For all of us. If it's a group thing, I don't think it's weird. If it's one-on-one, I'm like, okay. But if it's like, no, so you can take it back to your man, you know, feel sexy and confident, or just there's no men here. It's just us girls. Like, we're just having being confident and whatever. Cute. I wouldn't have probably acted the way Jessel acted. I probably would have been like, come on now. Like, but then I would just laugh and I would have wore it because whatever, it looks comfortable. That's a
Yeah,
good
well.
nightgown for when you're sick or you're it's really hot and you
Well,
know.
and like it's fine if you didn't like it. Like you can say that you don't like it, but
Yeah.
if every single person is like, girl, shut up, you're doing too
Yeah.
much, that probably means you're doing too much. So
Yeah. So maybe you should shut up. Yeah. She was complaining about a lot though, because she was complaining about the bed being in the daughter's bed and not.
like you're in a gorgeous Hamptons house. I mean, come on. There's no room in that house that's a bathroom. I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah, that house is nice and everyone has their own bathroom, but she was mad that she didn't have a like a full length mirror. Come on, Jessel. Like, but at the same time, I'm complaining about this. But I love that she's like being like this at the same time.
Because you know
Don't
what?
get me wrong.
We
I need
need
like we need someone that's gonna be outwardly like this.
every trip you we need one person that's going to be, you know, the negative Nancy. So
Yeah,
it
I
just
love a
happens to
negative
be this trip,
Nancy.
Jessel. So could be someone else
Sorry,
next time.
Jessel. Yeah. Yeah. So Jenna talks about coming out, her coming out story, which we kind of talked about that, like how the post actually did it really messed up. I do want to say though, I have a problem with her not talking about her girlfriend. I when she's like, you know, I unless her girlfriend's not like out, like publicly out. I don't think that that's like, no, because you're on a fucking reality TV show. That's what makes it different. But if her girlfriend's not out, then I get it. But I think she is.
Well, and if you're not gonna name drop, which oh geez, my camera almost fell. If you're not gonna name drop, that's fine, but you gotta give us something. How'd you meet? How long have you been dating?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And that's not asking a lot to give us a little description of who this
Yeah,
is.
exactly. Like I wake, oh, so you're not single, that I don't know anything that's going on. Like you can keep your that partner's life a secret, but like you shouldn't do reality TV. I'm sorry. I like you, Jenna. And I hope maybe you'll start opening up at least about spending time with them or how, like, just without saying their name, whatever. But I don't like that. Don't like it. Unless it has to
Same.
do with them being outed in some way or
Yeah.
being, like, yeah, like a celebrity, I guess, but I doubt it's somewhat. But I'm just
Well,
saying.
she's kind of a celebrity on her own
That's what
anyways,
I'm like. Why are we, how don't we already know? Because you're not that big of a celebrity, or we would know. The tabloids would be already have gotten that. But anyways, yeah. Anything else though from the episode you want to talk about?
No, can't wait to see what, the rest of the Hamptons trip brings too. Because it's more shit's gonna go down. But I'm loving this cast though. Even we've talked our shit about some of them, but it's all because we're entertained by them. There's no one that I don't
Absolutely.
like. If we don't like
Yeah.
someone, we're usually pretty obvious about who we don't like. So.
I know, like I'm enjoying every single person. Some people have already counted Jessel out. I'm like, I'm not because she's like
Episode
not
two.
shy, you
Yeah,
know?
and it's episode two. She could be, top of the list by the end. I mean,
Absolutely.
a lot of
Yeah,
our
she's not
shows
counted
will
out though.
flip-flop. Yeah, no.
At
I
all,
haven't
even though I
counted
don't like
anyone
that
out.
she talks about, like, there's a lot of things I don't like, but I'm like, count it out. No, what are you? She's bring, we're talking about her because there's stuff that she's
Well,
bringing that we could, the way she acted, like, that's housewife temper tantrum. Like, great, we love that.
Like even like you said, her, bringing up like her sex life, that could be like you said, a cry for help. Like she's doesn't think it's normal, so she's saying it out loud to get other people to talk to her about it and kind of be like, hey, this isn't usual, so.
Well, and they did talk about at the dinner how she, her IVF journey that she, you know, 5 times, which is wild. Like, that's a lot, that she tried and almost had like an epiphany of like, okay, did I, because we were on such a schedule of trying to have a baby that as soon as we got what we wanted, just kind of threw him away and didn't tend to that anymore, which sounds very likely, but I'm like, you're just now arriving to that, or is there still something more? I don't know. But I like that she is talking to us, either in the confessional or to the women. I don't care, but we're getting stuff out of it. Like, I still have more questions because I'm intrigued, but like, we're getting new information. So I don't not like her. I like an open housewife. I really don't really care what they're doing though with it. Okay, who was your favorite of the episode?
I want to go with Erin. I was pleasantly surprised with her. And even Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, she was
I
good on
liked
Watch
her
Happens
too.
Live. She was really good on there. I still hold true to saying that I think that Aaron has longevity on the show. Like, if this is a successful season and it's going to have multiple seasons coming, like, I see her being like a staple. I'm actually going to go with Sai.
Okay.
I really enjoyed Sai. You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of Paige. If Paige from Summer House was just as loud as her bark, you know, like, I think like the way that she said, you know, Jenna has no balls because she didn't say shit about the lingerie at the end when Jessel was acting a fool about it and being rude. She's like, yeah, but Jenna's upset, but she's not going to say anything because she has no balls. And if it was me, I would say, give me back those fucking that lingerie then. And I believe her. And I find her very funny in her confessionals. And I like that she's like bougie, like extremely bougie. And I actually don't mind her being such an influencer. I felt like that was going to
No.
really make me like look at her differently. I don't know
Well,
why. Just hearing that, you just
because in the past, like even Summer House, they don't talk about that they're all influencers now, where she's actually
Right.
saying, yeah, this is what I do. I'm an influencer.
Yes.
Like,
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like,
be
I want to
honest,
see you make your content. I want to see like this is what's being used on this. Like, that's I'm into
well,
that.
to bring back to Summer House, when Paige calls out Carl and Lindsay for not having jobs, it's like they're doing the same exact thing that you're doing. Like, I
Yeah.
do appreciate that Sai's open and honest about being an influencer, and she's just, running with it. So.
Yeah. And I liked the shade of bringing the toilet paper. And what's so funny is that on Watch What Happens Live, Aaron's actually said, I mean, I do have like organic or
Yep.
toilet paper. So,
I get it.
yeah. So I think that they're both like strong. I think they're all strong individuals, but something about those two, I see them clashing, but also being like really cool. So I hope that goes well. But who is your least favorite? Did you have a
I'll
least
probably
favorite?
just it's an easy pick, but I'll probably just go with Jessel. And she
Why are
wasn't
you gonna
even
go
that
with
bad.
Jessel? Why Jessel?
The complaining got to be a little bit too much about, everything. Like we said, it's fun to watch. Someone has to do it, but out of everyone else that was on the trip, she probably was the least favorite, but I didn't think she was that bad though. Like a lot of
Yeah.
times when we've done our least favorite, I've had like a clear, front
Yeah.
runner, but this was a hard one, and she was who was my least favorite.
Yeah, because the thing with Jessel is like, she was my least favorite when it comes to if I was there in that weekend, who would have annoyed me probably the most? Probably would have been Jessel, maybe. From this little temper tantrum. But yeah, I would have to agree. Sorry, Jessel. We appreciate all that you gave in this episode, but you just yeah, sorry. You gave a little too much in certain areas. But the next episode, it has a lot of Bryn. We see the fitness instructor that comes, the to do the class, and they're all doing that. And we also see a dinner where Bryn basically says that Aaron's up Jenna's ass because Jenna has more to offer than Bryn does, which she does. So I
How you get
like that.
connections, girl? That's how you get connections.
I like when things like this get brought up of like, no, you're just trying to level up. I know exactly what you're trying to do. It's so funny because I'm like, I don't understand that. Like, being coming up with people just to level up in society because of what they can do. But that is what they do in this town. I will also say that this cast is. They're giving this whole different era for like all housewives, I feel like. Like there's like Real Housewives of Miami is a newer-ish, like revamped cast that they did. So kind of similar to New York, but they didn't replace the whole cast. Sorry if you hear that. It was a lot of the same cast. So but they came back like 10 years later instead of
Okay.
2 years later. But it's really nice to just get these women that don't really know each other but kind of know each other, and they're just starting a whole new, I don't want to say legacy, but almost feels like that. Like they're writing like a whole new, I'm trying to see, I feel like they should close out the old Housewives for New York and have like this as a separate season, because I feel like they're really gonna take this and it's gonna be a very good season, and that they're going to set something for the rest of these Housewives franchises and almost, I think, potentially push for a reboot or revamp in those, because this is working. So I'm really
Yeah.
excited.
Same.
But anything else before we go?
No. Right now, this is the only thing that we are rehashing, but we have decided, which I think it actually comes out soon. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Oh, we are only doing this because Sammy Sweetheart is back.
Oh my God.
I will say that's the main
Sammy.
or the biggest reason why we, decided to rehash after, several seasons of this family vacation. Still waiting on anything from Unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting too. Yeah, so I have not caught up on Family Vacation. I wonder if I
Same.
need to. I honestly feel like I only want to rehash what Sammy's in. What if Sammy dips? I kind of want to dip. Like I only care
Yeah.
about Sammy Sweetheart, but I feel like she's going to be in the whole season, which would be really great.
Yeah, because you know what?
But who
It can
knows?
only take so many of the situation's stupid sayings and adding S's to all his fucking words.
And you love Pauly D, not Pauly D, you love
Vinny.
Vinny.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, Vinny's your favorite. Yeah, so we'll definitely have to talk about them because I have thoughts. I just think I'm like a season behind, maybe 2 seasons, I don't know.
Yeah.
But also same
I'm
time, like
not.
I feel like shit hasn't happened. They probably just did a bunch of fucking pranks and that's
Yeah.
it.
And I think with Sammy coming back, it's gonna just
Shake it all
change
up.
everything. Yeah. So.
But I have thoughts on that, but I'll save them for the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where can people find us at?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.